Well, they just as good dead as our Thanksgiving.
The market was moving, and they were clearing out the meat at reduced prices, and somehow or other they had a couple turkeys. And my wife bought one. Well, we just about burnt the house down with all that heat. What are grits?
You mean grit?
Corn.
Well, it's a rough outfit. They grit it over, you know, rub over.
Is this raw corn that they rub over a?
Well, it has been, I believe. I believe that's right. They grit it. I don't know. That's been a long time ago. Used to.
Or was this hominy that they gritted, or?
No, it's a raw corn.
Hmm.
Made some kind of a dish out of it. I had an old gritter. In other words, you take a piece of tin, drive ice pick through it, gets rough. Well, you go down it and the same thing as you used to get nutmeg in a pretty good sized chunk, and they'd run it over that, get a little mix up in different foods. I believe they use something else instead of that now by ground.
If something isn't artificial, a belt, for example, you go and buy a belt and you say to the salesman, "Now, I don't want one made out of artificial leather. I want this belt to be made out of
cowhide."
And that means it's not artificial, it's
cowhide.
Genuine? Or?
Genuine leather.
Do you have much fruit in this country?
No, we sure don't.
Just, I don't know, that don't apple don't last long there. Pears does very well. Peaches does all well, but there's more peaches shipped in than they are raised here from Arkansas.
What do you call a peach where what do you call the center of the peach?
The center would be the peach seed.
And what do you call a peach where the meat sticks to the seed?
Well, that's them clean. What do we call that? Clean type peaches.
And one where the meat doesn't stick. Where the
freestone.
Do you have wild plums around here?
Yes, we have quite a few of those little wild plums. I believe some call them hog plums.
What do you use those for?
They make a good jelly, a little sour jelly, cook it down.
Yeah.
World of Wild Grapes here.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Are they good ones?
Well, they're practically nothing in the world but a Concord grape, grown wild, but they're much sour. In fact, we pull them a little. Oh, I guess my wife made 50 or more little old glasses of that grape jam or jelly.
My goodness. Good grapes certainly make good jelly. If you had a good friend, let's say he was sitting over there across the room and he had two apples and you wanted one of them, what would you tell him?
Give me one of those.
And if he had only one apple, but he had a knife?
Break that, half that boy. Break and cut it open, cut it in two.
And if he had these two and he started to give you a piece of one and you didn't want a piece?
Well,